And you know, right on out beyond Grant Park at the end of used to be Boulevard, there's the Atlanta Federal Pen, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty big. They might be closing that, I hear.
Yeah. Well, it is obsolete, they say. And in fact, I played baseball and I played against the prisoners when I played baseball. It's a real nice institution. Yeah. And by the way, something that someone might be interested in, that the prisoners would always pull for the opposition to beat them, yeah. It was real hard. An experience I knew we'll get there. One time our team, we scheduled playing one afternoon. For some reason, I was late. So I drove my car out. Well, when I got out there, boy, I started through these gates, and man, they started shaking me down. I had to leave all this in one place, and everything. And they picked up a guard there, and he followed me through all those gates, about a half a dozen gates getting into that place. That man went right on out, and I dressed, went to the dressing room, and I dressed, put on my uniform, went out on the field. And when the ball game was over, that man was still with me. When I came out of there, well, I came out with a team, but he was still at his eye on me. So the security out there is terrific. It impressed me very much.
If you were driving from Greenville, South Carolina here, what highway would you be on?
Well, we used to go up 23, but now I come right down 85, I-85. Mm-hmm. So much faster.
What kind of highway do you call that?
That's interstate.
Mm-hmm. If you were on an interstate highway and you wanted to stop, gas, where would you stop?
Well, you'd have to get off at one of the exits where you could get back on. You'd have got the signs up for the...
What do you call that place where you get off?
The ramps, on and off ramps.
And you'd stop for gas at what?
At those filling stations.
Now, if you just wanted to stop to get a drink of water and maybe use the restroom, where would you likely stop?
Well, I'd try to find the rest area they're building along the interstates, which is real nice. And they're building some nice ones in Georgia. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I wish they'd get them up on I-20.
Yeah, well, they probably will when they open up that I-20 on in, as far as they're going with it.
So yeah,
it's incomplete. Yeah, it's not completed yet.
Eastbound out of here, it's still pretty crude out there. What do you call those lines that are between the lanes of a highway that separate traffic?
Oh, the traffic lane. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the actual markers or that are separating two lanes of traffic, like you're driving down on 85 and you're in this lane over here, and then there's some kind of line down here and another guy's over here. What do you call that line?
Well, that's your division line, your traffic lane.
What do you call that space between the two different lanes of the interstate highway? One of them's going one way, one of them's going the other. There's a space between
the median, yeah. By the way, you're not supposed to get on it, but people do.
Oh, yeah.
See, you know, unless it's an emergency.
Yeah, you can get across, but I've never tried it. I was talking right before I talked about the median. I meant the line that's painted on the road there. What do you call that?
Well, that's for your guidelines so you can see them at night. Boy, those things, I remember when they didn't have them.
Here in town.
Terrific. A lot of help. Yeah. Avoid a lot of wrecks, too.
I like those little reflectors they got on some of
them. Yeah, well, that's the reflector paint they use on it, Jim.
That helps. Here in town, do you know of a couple of other highways that are limited access, sort of like a interstate highway? I'm thinking mainly about one down.
What, I-20, you mean?
No, this one in the interstate, this one's before you get down to I-20. It's just a short piece of it completed. They kind of stopped with it. It's called, it goes out toward Stone Mountain.
Oh, the,
That thing between North Druid Hills Road and Stone Mountain, what do you call that?
Well, that's the freeway to the mountain itself, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What's the name of that?
That's the Stone Mountain Freeway. That's where it's listed.